This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 4. The Alpha and the Omega. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 1. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. In the book of Revelation, God wants us to embrace a world bigger than the one that ends at the tip of our nose. We learn to see a bigger world because God speaks and reveals that He is the Alpha and the Omega, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. It's a humbling experience to stand in the presence of the Lord Almighty. Before this God, we learn to know our true selves. God is the Almighty, and by comparison, we are small. Regardless of our strengths or weaknesses, we must learn to see ourselves standing before the Lord. Yet, when our eyes are opened to God's being God Almighty, our world becomes a big place. We gain more than a glimpse of the present moment. We learn to live in the expectation of Jesus coming again to make all things new. Every moment is filled with longing for the day when God, in Christ, will bring the fullness of His salvation to every part of His creation. Today we are invited to live in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. His promise to come again fills our day with the prayer, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Pray with me. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I may live in the joy of your awesome presence. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.